Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. And let's go to Texas now and to Dallas, where West Dallas, in many ways, has always stood apart from the rest of the city. West Dallas has transformed from an industrial to an urban community, but it's pretty much always been poor. Then 5 years ago, the brand new Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge was built, connecting West Dallas to downtown Dallas. And that bridge brought change. Fancy shops, restaurants, and high-rise apartments sprung up in West Dallas, and now many longtime residents can't afford to stay. KERA is exploring the changes in West Dallas with its new series, One Crisis Away, No Place to Go. KERA reporter Courtney Collins says the speed of gentrification is beyond what many in the area expected.
Not all of it has been ill-received by the community, even the low-income community that's been there for a long time. There's a lot about it they're happy about. They're happy to see vacant lots that were full of mosquitoes and standing water cleaned up and constructed on. But there's a lot of concern, too, because there are so many people in these weathered rent homes that were built in the 1940s that just really don't feel like they fit in with all of the changes.
Of course, with development comes cleaner blocks, probably less crime in some places, as you mentioned. It also brings higher rents and places where at least people used to be able to get by where maybe they can't anymore. Who have you been talking to?
One person that's kind of a great example of what you just mentioned was Ashton Elder, who's been in West Dallas forever, has four children, has been living in one of these older weathered rent homes that we'll talk about in a minute. And before that, you know, sleeping on couches and people's floors. Here's what she has to say about all the changes in her neighborhood.
I'm not knocking the changes that they are doing because there's nothing wrong with improvement. I just feel like, me personally, I think it's wrong that they're trying to kick us out and take over. Don't take over. Come and join us.
So here's one person who embodies that conflict or maybe that duality that you just talked about. Improvement is good, but we want to keep living here.
Right. There's this group of weathered rent homes owned by a company called HMK Limited. They were built in the 40s without really the oversight of building code. This was, again, before West Dallas was even a part of Dallas proper. And the city of Dallas strengthened housing code enforcement policies last fall. And once that happened, these rent homes were considered no longer up to code. Now, the landlord that owns these homes, most of them are in the West Dallas area. I think more than 200 of the 300 homes that are kind of under this HMK umbrella. He said bringing them up to code, up to the new standard that Dallas adopted, would be impossible. It would be instant bankruptcy. So he's decided to shutter the rental business. The city and HMK came to an agreement and said, okay, we're going to let these families remain in these homes till the end of the school year, which is June 3rd. We won't fine HMK Limited in the meantime for code violations, but that is kind of the end date for them right now. And there's so many families really don't have a plan in place yet. One person I've been spending a lot of time getting to know is Joe Garcia. He's also lived in West Dallas his entire life. He takes care of his elderly mother. He just doesn't really have a plan and is kind of hoping for the best.
Hoping the best comes out of it, you know, that they will hear us out and see if they can come down to a decision and help out, you know, because, I mean, people being here their lifetime, and it's hard for them to move out, you know. Like I said, it's a community that they just come and take out.
Courtney, what does the city say here as the arbiter of all this between the developers, the private interests, and the people who live there? And is it resting well with the residents of West Dallas?
The city of Dallas makes the point over and over again that, look, we have to have code enforcement standards that are adequate. We can't just have people that are middle income or in the middle class enjoying housing standards that are adequate. We have to make it fair for everyone, including low income families. That's kind of the point that they have made over and over again of tightening code enforcement standards. Here's Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings.
It's not just for people with money, but for people that don't have money. And we've got to have clear standards. And I'm glad we did that. It's hard because policies have implications and it creates change. But I think ultimately we need to raise the bar for families that live in poverty.
So looking forward, Courtney, what kind of mix is West Dallas headed toward? That might be the key question because everyone wants development. Everyone says they want to treat the residents right. In the end, what does all that look like?
There are still always going to be, at least for the foreseeable future, some homes in West Dallas that are older, that are owned by people who have lived there for generations, smaller houses. Those that are owned are not, you know, in immediate danger of anything changing. These rental homes were renting for as little as $300 or $400 a month. We're talking 2 and 3 bedroom single family rental homes. There is nothing else like that in West Dallas. There's nothing else like that really in Dallas at all. These new apartments that are going up in West Dallas rent for $1,000 a month for a 1 bedroom or a studio and go all the way up to in the 2000s. Obviously, people that are used to paying $300-$500 a month in rent are not going to be able to re-rent a newly built apartment in the neighborhood they've always known. And that's the point that the HMK Limited co-owner and landlord of these homes, Krish Krish, has kind of made over and over again. He kind of blames this fast movement on the city of Dallas.
Now that the city is imposing this deadline, I think, clearly shows what the city's real agenda is, which I have been saying from day one. The city's agenda is to displace these families, is to clear out West Dallas in order to usher in higher-end developments.
Is there a threat that Dallas becomes like so many other cities now across the country where in the city core, in the city proper, low-income folks just can't afford to live anymore?
I think the argument can be made that Dallas is already there. I mean, I spoke to someone with the National Low Income Housing Coalition about the story, and Dallas, as it stands, has 19 affordable units available for every 100 very low-income families. And so that means, you know, we're talking 80% of people who need low-income homes don't have one right now. So I think for so long, kind of the rhetoric surrounding North Texas and Dallas has been it's fairly affordable, and compared to other big urban areas, maybe it is. But Dallas is certainly developing quickly, and there's not that many affordable places on the market for the very low-income families that need them.
Courtney Collins with KERA in Dallas. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.